From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea roundly criticized again. The UN Security Council Sunday strongly condemned Pyongyang's launch of a long-range rocket carrying what it said was a satellite. The launch from the Pyongyang Tongchang-ri Satellite Launching Facility brought this response from U.S. UN Ambassador Samantha Power.
The DPRK will continue to escalate tensions in the absence of a strong and forceful response from the international community. The accelerated development of North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile program poses a serious threat to international peace and security, to the peace and security not just of North Korea's neighbors, but the peace and security of the entire world.
The Council said it's ready to develop significant new measures in response to the nuclear test conducted by the North last month, as well as Sunday's missile launch. An elderly Australian woman has been freed by militants in Burkina Faso following mediation by Niger's president, Mahamadou Issoufou. Her husband remains captive.
L'Australien a été enlevé au Burkina Faso.
The Nigerian leader said the couple was abducted in the Burkinabe border town of Djibo. He said authorities there asked him to cooperate in the release of both Australians. He said he hopes the husband will also be successfully released. Jocelyn Elliott and her husband were seized January 15th. By militants with the Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. For decades, the couple has operated a clinic near the Malian border. The AQIM group claimed responsibility for the bombings that killed at least 20 people in Bamako, Mali in November, and last month's attack that killed 30 in the Burkinabe capital of Ouagadougou. This is VOA News.